686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I'd like to welcome you to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this wonderful Sunday. Hopefully, where you live, the weather is good. It's going to warm up a little bit. Cold across the whole country. But we are here to motivate you besides that. Spring is a little over 2 weeks away. Daylight savings time starts next Sunday. So prepare for the gardening season. And if we can help you, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Tom, who would like a little bit of help with their garden this morning?
First up, we've got Arlene from Maine with a question about moving some tropical plants.
Arlene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Great.
Good, good. I listen to the show an awful lot, and I really enjoy it, and you've given me some great tips. So right now, I've just opened a private office. I'm a psychologist, and I have some beautiful tropical plants at home. I have Schifferella, all those parlor palms. I have a corn plant. I have a Norfolk pine, a rubber plant. These, and I've had them for several years. They're doing extremely well. Now, my office has hot air system, and I don't think they're going to do well there. And I don't want to kill them because they're really beautiful. Should I go to the cacti family or what? What do you recommend?
Okay. Now, first of all, how much light does your office get, Arlene?
It's got a western window, a very large western window. It has high ceilings, and the hot air is way up on top, but there's a fan pushing it down. And I'm trying to get the temperature down a little bit more in there. So the western is one large western window.
Okay. Now, where you're planning on positioning the plant is going to be directly underneath the vent?
No, gosh, no. Closer to the window.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, the plants that will tolerate forced hot air heat best are going to be a plant like Schefflera.
Oh, really? Schefflera would be good then.
Yes. Schefflera is a plant that will do real, real well in that type of a heating system.
Okay.
Various types of palms will do well. They don't need to have the humidity level that other plants do.
Right.
And corn plants.
Okay, I got a beautiful corn plant, yes.
They will do well also. Now, the one thing that you can do that will help is take your plant, buy a nice big oversized saucer, and then fill the saucer itself with stone. It's like you can go to the garden center, and you can buy a 50-pound bag of white marble chip. So you fill the saucer full of water, full of stone, rather. Set your pot on top of the stones, which will make it more decorative. And then what you can do to add humidity to your office that will benefit you as well as the plant is once a day, add water to the saucer. Not to the plant, but to the saucer. And as the hot, dry air is in your office, the water will evaporate It will increase the humidity in your office, help the plant and help you, and everybody will be in better shape. Misting will help, but it's always difficult to mist the plant on a regular basis. But I found that just a big oversized saucer with marble chip or stone, and then all you do is fill a container with water, dump it, and because the plant is on top of the stone, it does not cause a problem with overwatering. But the plants that I gave you will do very well in a low humidity type environment. Plants that don't do well are plants that flower, because they need more humidity. Plants like hibiscus or gardenias, and gardenias don't like it. The one plant that I know hates dry homes is rosemary. And if you want to grow rosemary inside your home during the winter or any time of the year, you need a higher humidity level. And with forced hot air heat, it just doesn't do very well. Great questions. Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate that. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Robin from Pennsylvania with a question about impatiens.
Robin, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I had a question about impatiens. Last year, it seemed like I lost all of my impatiens to downy mildew. I didn't realize it at the time. I thought it was deer, but then I've been reading up on it. I wasn't sure if in the future I should just not plan on planting any impatiens at all, and I wasn't sure if I should be throwing out any soil that I had impatiens in. I always use containers.
Okay. Downy mildew is a new problem with impatiens, and you are not alone. This is a fungus that started in Florida, and it moved in the course of 1 year from killing every regular impatient, not the hybrids, not the New Guinea, but the traditional impatient, from Florida to Maine, Maine to Ohio. And I've been reading a lot about it lately. It's all over the world. It's in Europe. It's in the Middle East. It's everywhere where the traditional impatient grows. Now, they're working on a solution. A company called Ball Seed is the number one producer of impatiens, and they are working on it. I'll have more information when we get to April with the test results that they've been working on. But what they are recommending is do not throw your soil away. What they are recommending as of now is if you can skip a year and let the fungus spores that are in the soil not be able to find a host to live on during the year, they will die off. And like you, I love impatiens. I have some shade in my backyard, and I always have planted impatiens. And like you, living in Maine, whoo, all gone. It happened really, really quick. They started to get mushy, and then they fell apart. So what I'm going to do this year, I don't want to replace all that soil. It costs a lot of money, and the soil is still perfectly good, except that it will affect impatiens. You live in Pennsylvania, and it will affect you like it will me in Maine. So what I'm going to plant are fibrous or wax begonias. And you can buy wax begonias at the same price as impatiens at your local nursery or garden center. And what I love about the wax begonias is you can buy the green leaf or the red leaf wax begonia. And both varieties, the green or the red leaf, have either white, pink, or red blossoms. They'll grow the same size, and they will flower nonstop all year. So what I'm suggesting and what I'm going to do until I'm sure that I can give you the proper information is start looking in seed catalogs on the internet for wax begonias. They're the same price. They'll grow a little bit taller, more bushy than spreading, but they will flower nonstop. Tuberous begonias, fibrous-rooted begonias will do well also. A little bit bigger flower, a little bit more showy, cost more expensive. But if you want to keep to the same cost dollar-wise, then look into wax begonias, wax leaf begonias, and the fungus will not bother them. But I'll have an update for you as we get into April if there's something that you can treat the soil to prevent the problem from reoccurring. Right now, there's nothing, but they are doing work on it.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prints.
When I read Green Prints, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prints.
What is Green Prints? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prints, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prints is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prints shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prints is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Hi, this is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness and Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners, but they need you. GCN is looking for motivated self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising, but we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Sunday morning, and you're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and we are going to help to motivate you to become a better gardener. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kathleen from Iowa with a question about arborvitae.
Kathleen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Paul. I'm actually Northern Illinois. We're getting plenty of snow here in the last month, finally, and we're expecting another 4 to 10 inches Monday or Tuesday. And I went out and knocked snow off of some plants now because it's, you know, hardening up, you know, the freeze thaw, and some of the snow hasn't melted and it's turning to ice and not really melting enough, so, you know, damage and, you know, then another snow load. So I have these two varieties of globe arborvitaes, you know, and quite a few of them. And one is very nice, compact, and it grows nice and green and stays rather compact and pretty. And the other ones are supposed to get to be 6 feet tall at some point in their lives. They're only about 2, 2.5 now. And I have like a whole line of them. Mm-hmm. They get, some of them I've trimmed when they got a little rangy in the, you know, sometime, but not all of them. And I thought, well, maybe I should have, you know, gotten them back to stronger branching before winter. Should I have done that? Because right now, I mean, they were so loaded. Those were the things that seemed to have taken the worst hit with the load of snow sitting and not melting or me knocking it off. So I got out and did that today. But they're so bent looking. Are they ever just going to pop back in place where they should be, or do I, am I going to have to reshape them by trimming them real good?
They should bounce back. Arborvitae are a strong evergreen plant. The problem with the rounded variety, the globe that you have, instead of having a single trunk, they are a multi-stem plant.
Right.
And when you get a heavy, wet snow like you've had, the snow will build up on the foliage, and then the plant will separate. So what you want to look at when the season gets warmer, the snow melts, and the plant begins to think is look to see if the stems have not split. And okay. If they haven't split, they'll rebound and come right back for you.
Oh, good.
They have split in two, then it's going to take a lot longer, and you may have part of the split branch have some dieback. But what I would do, I would wait until early to mid-April when the snow is gone and the weather's becoming nice, and I would take some hedge shears and prune them. Give them all a nice haircut. Create a more uniform look to them. And by pruning, you actually stimulate growth, because when you cut the tips of the branches, you remove the hormone on the terminal buds that tells that plant, I'm in charge and you're going to grow my way. So when you prune it, that hormone is removed. Now, all of the side buds, and a lot of them, you don't even see. They look like little bumps.
Right.
Those are there for just purpose when we have a problem with a plant. So you remove the terminal bud. You stimulate the backup buds, and they will compete to become the new leader of that plant, and it will help to fill in some of the holes that were created by the heavy wet snow. And you never know when we're going to have that type of weather. As you know, it comes and it goes. Some years it's all a nice powdery snow. Some years it's heavy wet. And where I live in Maine, last year we had under a foot during the winter. We had 16 inches during Halloween, and then less than a foot the rest of the winter. This year we've already had over 100 inches.
Wow.
Every year is different. That's what makes gardening a great adventure. But don't worry. Fertilize them. Get a good granular food like holly tone, which is good for all of your evergreens. Shape them, and the plants will come right back for you. Thank you for the phone call. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to motivate you because spring is 17 days away. Daylight savings time will occur on next Sunday, so you'll have to get up a little bit earlier, but think about this. You'll get home from work, and there'll still be daylight out, and you can start to think about working in the garden. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chris from Mass with a question about parsley.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with the parsley today?
Well, I've tried this in the past, tried to grow parsley at home in a pot, you know, facing the southern exposure in my dining room. And it comes up, but it gets very stringy, and it's not really, you know, I like it nice and strong and healthy with a thicker stem. Is there any trick to stimulating its growth?
Now, are you starting with seed, or are you starting with established plants?
With seeds, I'm sorry.
With seeds, okay. What I've done in the past, and I've had good results, but part of the problem is the length of the day and the intensity of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I'll plant maybe in a 6-inch pot. I'll put half a dozen to 10 seeds in that pot and grow them as a grouping or a cluster or a clump rather than individual plants.
Mm-hmm.
As your days get longer, and the sun gets higher in the sky, your plant will become more productive. Something that you can do that would help is to fertilize them every couple of weeks with a liquid fertilizer, something that is readily available.
Miracle-Gro, okay?
Miracle-Gro is very good product. It will do a good job for you. But go easy on the water and try and keep it as warm as possible. So if you're growing them on the windowsill and they're calling for the evening temperatures to get cold, take it off the windowsill at night. Leave it on your kitchen table or away from drafty windows, and they'll do a lot better. But
okay.
During the winter, when we get a lot of cloudy days, the plant seems to stretch for the light. And that's what gives you weak stems. And that's why I put so many seeds in the pot. And then as we get into late March, early April, then the clump will get bigger and bigger and fuller because of the stronger sunlight and the longer day.
I see. Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. You have a wonderful Sunday. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chet from New Hampshire with a question about salt on the lawn.
Chet, how can we help you with the salt on your lawn? You afraid it's going to kill the grass?
Well, I've had an excessive amount of salt during the winter hitting out to my lawn for one reason or another, inadvertently, of course. And I'm concerned, you know, what do I need to neutralize that effect of that salt that's been on there?
Okay, to help neutralize any salt, see, what happens is the salt will burn the tip of the root system of your grass or of plants, whether it's annuals, perennials, shrubbery. So the one thing that would help is, and I would do it both spring and fall, if you are using salt during the winter months to keep ice on a walkway or in your driveway. If you can use a product like garden gypsum, the gypsum will spread the clay particles apart. It will prevent the clay particles from sticking together and holding the salt. Now, where I live in Maine, the grass on the side of the road would always die every single year from the snowplow pushing the snow, the sand, and the rock salt onto my lawn. So in the fall, I add garden gypsum to that side of my yard so that the ground is open. And that way, when the rain comes, the rain can wash the salt away from the root system of your plant. And then I do it again in April or March. As soon as the snow cover has dissipated, I'll add a second application of gypsum, and that helps it to get and to get the salt out of the root zone of the plant. Now, there's a brand new product on the market. They've been working on it for the last 3 years, and it's made by Jonathan Green, and it's called Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil. And it's a patented formulation of microbes, bacteria, and all kinds of naturally occurring enzymes that live in the soil. And you apply this to your garden or to your lawn, and it will do the same thing as gypsum, but it also will fertilize at the same time. It's this year's product of the year. It's a great and very, very unique combination of naturally occurring products and microbes that we do have in the soil, but not enough of them to do a lot of good. So this is a way to build up your soil, to help your plants to get stronger, to build a stronger root system, and it will do the same thing as garden gypsum. So you're getting two things in one for the same price. You're getting a fertilizer and soil conditioner, and you're getting rid of the clay and helping to prevent damage by road salt. So look for it at your local garden center. It's available any place where they sell fertilizers and grass seed. But it's brand new this year. I'm really excited about it. And I'm going to be using it on my lawn in April because we still have about 3 feet of snow at my house in southern Maine. Thank you for the call.
Do I also apply that in the fall?
Mm-hmm. Fall if you apply it in September, October.
Yeah.
So if you apply it in the fall and then you apply it again in the spring, that double hit will take care of it. And what's nice about it is a little bit goes a long way. So when you figure the cost, it's minimal for what it does for the quality of your soil. And it prevents the grass from dying because it removes the salt from the root zone of the plant.
Well, thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you, Chet. We appreciate you calling us this morning. We have open lines. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Now, we had talked during the program about what we should be doing at this time of the year in the house, what we should be doing outside. I think probably one of the most important things as we get into the spring season is to write down what you want to do with your property. Walk around your yard if the snow isn't too deep. I can't do it at my house because it's 3 feet. But I know a lot of you have little to no snow. Walk around your property. Write down the lawn. Look at the grass. Is there moss growing? Yes or no? If there's no moss growing, great. Then that's one project you don't have to do. Do you have broadleaf weeds? If you do, write down, I've got broadleaf weeds, or I know I had crabgrass last year. And that way you can concentrate on those particular problems. If you make a list, then you can call me and we can set a plan in motion to eliminate crabgrass from becoming a problem and to eliminate broadleaf weeds like dandelions and chickweed and clover so they don't continue to spread. Look at your vegetable garden. Determine what you want to plant. Dig into the soil. See what the quality of your soil. And there are a lot of inexpensive ways that you can put organic matter. Now, when we talk organic matter, a lot of us will say, well, it's animal manure, it's peat moss, it's compost. But you don't have to go to that extent. You can take pine needles that you have that come off your trees, leaves that come from your trees, grind them up with your lawnmower and work them into the soil. You can buy straw by the bale for inexpensive, but please, when you buy it, tell the salesperson that you want straw, not hay. And when you're looking at it, it's very noticeable. Hay looks like grass, and it comes from a farmer's field, and every weed that was in his field is in that bale of hay, and it's cheap. Straw is a crop that's grown, and it is weed-free, and it's yellow, and it's coarse, and it makes a great mulch to put in the vegetable bed to control weeds, to cut back on the amount of water. And then at the end of the year, you till that straw into your ground. It will break down, and it will form wonderful organic matter. If you're fortunate enough to live near the seashore, we've had a lot of storms. Pick up the seaweed, bring it home, and use that as a mulch. And for example, if you have asparagus, and I love fresh asparagus out of the garden, but it's such a problem to control the weeds, and I don't want to use chemicals if possible. 2 years ago, I started putting down a 2-inch layer of seaweed right over the entire asparagus bed. It created a barrier to prevent the weed seeds from coming in. It cut back on the watering. The asparagus poked right up through it. And as the microbes got active during the summer months, the seaweed gradually began to rot, and it increased the organic level in my soil, and it's free. And the thing that you don't have to worry about is the salt. Don't worry about the salt from the ocean. Seaweed will not hurt your soil with salt. The salt from the ocean and the salt that you put on ice to melt it is a different chemical makeup, and the salt from the ocean will not hurt your garden. So get as much seaweed as you can, use it as a mulch, or till it into the soil, and your plants will grow a lot better. And if we can help you, 855-660-4260.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles. Just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's Sunday, the beginning of a week, and closer to the arrival of springtime. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marlo from, it's Connecticut. I'm sorry, I wrote down Colorado. Connecticut, with a question about tree suggestions.
Okay, Marlo, how can we help you today?
Hi, good morning. You have a wonderful show. And I can hear you nice and clear, which is nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have a backyard. I really love being out there. Don't have a whole lot of privacy. My neighbor opposite across from me has a 6-foot vinyl fence, but they could still see into my yard. I could see them. I have a little pond I want to sit near, but it's all sun. And I was thinking of putting a tree in the backyard that would bring some privacy from my neighbors, as well as we're able to sit there closer to the pond and enjoy the pond in the summer. I want an evergreen because I want the privacy as well. I want to do two things. But I don't want an evergreen that grows 40, 50 feet. I just want maybe 20 feet. Is there anything like an evergreen tree form so you could sit under it? That's evergreen.
Okay. Something that's going to be evergreen that you can sit under. Most of your evergreens grow either conical or mound shape, and they are difficult until they are relatively mature to sit under.
Yes, because
I would think that probably the fastest growing and the one that will allow you to sit under would be hemlock, Canadian hemlock. It's a nice, soft, weeping-type growth, very graceful, green on the upper portion of the needles and silver on the underside.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take time for you to sit underneath a hemlock tree. pine trees will get larger than, you know, 30 or 40 feet. Blue spruce, and there are some dwarf varieties, stay so dense that it's not something that you could actually sit under. So I would stick with either Canadian hemlock. If you are in southern Connecticut, check with your local nursery and see what they have to offer. Cypress is another good plant that will get medium in height and will allow you in time to sit under. Leland cypress is a plant that grows like an arborvitae and is quick growing. I have friends that live on Cape Cod.
Uh-huh.
And the Leland cypress is a plant that they use instead of arborvitae because they grow faster. They grow thicker. And you can prune them to control the overall height. So it would make a good hedge, not really a plant that you could get underneath. But if you want something evergreen, then I think it would either have to be a form of hemlock or some type of pine. And there are many varieties of pine that won't get to be as big as your common white pine.
Right.
And there's some that have a lot of interesting shapes and form to them. But I tell you what, if you send me an email, and my email is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, so pparent,
uh-huh,
at roadrunner, all one word, roadrunner.com. I'll put a list together and give you some ideas.
Okay, very good. I will do that. I have one more question.
Okay.
Let's see. In my backyard, but facing the north side, there used to be huge arborvitaes that were probably 40 feet high. They were all removed a year and a half ago. Now I see I have a lot more land. But we also had a lot of roots from viney wheat that were growing up through all those arborvitaes.
Hey, but you can plant right in that same area where the roots are.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.